Phone Boy Speaks, episode 384, streaming the playoffs.
If you're an American football fan, chances are you know it's the playoffs. And on Saturday, there was some pretty phenomenal games on the television or on a mobile device or on your computer, if you so desired, because for the second year in a row, the playoff games are being streamed on the various network sites that, you know, so like the games today were on NBC, and so they were on the NBC website. You could actually access the streams of the games, and I watched, you know, part of one of the games on the iPad, and it actually worked pretty well. And for kicks, I tried to use the web browser on my on the kids' Xbox 360 and Wii U, and of course that didn't work. It said, "Oh, you need Flash." So, you know, so much for bypassing the cable TV and watching it on a big screen. Well, but of course I could do it because the games were on television. So, and so at some point I kind of wonder, well, what's the point, right? Since the playoff games are actually on broadcast networks, right, which means that they would even be, you can even pick them up over the air. You almost don't need to see them online. You can actually just, you might as well just find them on TV. What would be really cool is if the NFL or somebody would offer the games, the regular season games, which, you know, aren't easy to get unless you decide to spend, you know, more than $100 a month on cable, which I refuse to do. And so I don't get any of those channels. Heck, I don't even get ESPN. So I don't even get to see Monday night games unless they happen to be, the Seahawks or something, which, I don't really care about the Seahawks, even though I live in Seahawk country. Go 49ers. So anyway, I'm not quite sure what they're accomplishing by streaming the games in the first place, other than maybe to prove the concept. And I don't understand why of the networks that are streaming their games, that Fox is requiring authentication with your cable company, which makes it, I guess it doesn't help the people that don't have cable, which even reduces the point even further, right? Because I'm not going to want to watch the game after it's on. I'm going to watch it only when it's on. And if it's going to be on, if I have to have a cable TV subscription anyway, what am I saving by streaming it online versus watching on cable? Oh, okay, well, you know, maybe that's if you only have one TV screen or something, then it's kind of nice, but to be able to do that, but or to stream it on your computer or whatever. But I don't get it, right? I mean, so I don't see what the point is, because it is something that's so widely televised, and you know, maybe somebody out there can explain it to me as to why you'd even do it in the first place, other than to prove the concept that people want to consume it that way. But really, I'd want to see the regular season games. I don't know why we have to wait. You know, I don't know why it's not an option, other than the stupid, you know, the contracts that the NFL signs with the networks, for exclusivity or whatever. But it's crazy to me that in this day and age that the NFL can't just offer the stuff directly. Of course, you know, their record isn't so great, because even on the AudioPass stuff that I can get and do pay for, it didn't work today. I was trying to listen to the one of the games while I was out working in the yard today, and it wouldn't work because I couldn't select an audio stream through which to listen to the game. So maybe even if the NFL does offer it, they'll find some way to screw it up. So, but anyway, it's whatever sports ball team you're rooting for, go team go, I guess. But meanwhile, today, as this comes out, I'm going to be watching, Ice Bowl 2 with the 49ers up at Lambeau. So we'll see what happens there. But I will be watching it on the television over cable, and not using not using streamed over the internet, because, well, what's the point if I can just watch it on television and I'm not going to, and it's something I'm only going to watch live. So, again, what's with the streaming anyway, in this case?
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.